Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
Marino's a very busy man, hard to get on. I hope he'll join us again very soon. We got 30 more minutes left with him. This is a short segment. Two longer segments are coming up. But you notice he's excited. I'm excited. This is the global corporate BlackRock takeover plan. This is their whole play. This is their whole game. And, man, is Mark Moreno and myself and many others not completely vindicated? It's out in the open now. So, Mark, you got caught up on the break. Please continue.
Oh, I think I was talking. I was going to mention one other thing about cars. It's more important than just banning gas-powered cars. Boris Johnson's transportation secretary, as reported by the UK Daily Mail, said owning a car is outdated 20th century thinking. There have been multiple of these net zero reports talking about going after car ownership in general. So their goal is to force us into mass transit and to get us into these little, you know, calling up a zip car or something to take you. They're going directly after you'll go nowhere and be happy. But I think right before the break, I was talking about the medical angle of this. Medical care is in the crosshairs. So the American Cancer Society fretting about the carbon footprint of cancer care in 2020. Fast forward to this year, Alex, we now have a major cancer drug shortage in the United States. The American Cancer Society got its eye off the ball, started worrying about carbon footprints of their care and not supply chain issues, and worried about whether what treatments were best. So now, guess what happens? For the first time in cancer care treatment, we're now having China bail us out. So once again, China benefits.
But that's the plan. This isn't by accident, as you've written in your book. The 90% of the solar panels, all the car parts that are made there, they've set it up where they've got coal power plants building all this crap. It's a fraud.
And then you have Pope Francis come out today with his new climate encyclical, carbon footprint per person, and demonizing America, coming right at America, basically buying into the whole, I call it the unholy alliance between Pope Francis and the Catholic and his Catholic.
Well, Francis is at war with his own conservative Catholic base, so... Who's he an agent of from your research?
Well, he is a – first thing he is a Latin American poverty socialist perspective. So everything he looks at, he tries to talk about the science, but he doesn't really care that much about the climate science. He cares about the fact that the solutions proposed by the United Nations is essentially a statist, socialist, one-world government, because that's his entire worldview. I don't know exactly who's behind it, but I can tell you that there was a purge of a lot of the conservative cardinals who worked at the Vatican, who were surrounding him. They literally got rid of them because the two previous popes, Benedict and John Paul II, literally had climate summits where they featured climate skeptics, and they actually had debates.
John Paul was a polar opposite from this current pope.
He was. So the 2015 Vatican Climate Summit, co-sponsored with the United Nations, I tried to ask the Secretary General a couple inconvenient questions about their unholy alliance. By United Nations armed security that they were going to remove me from Vatican City, to have me removed if I didn't cease and desist. That was how the Vatican Climate Summit went for me when I was there in 2015. But this was Pope Francis getting in bed with everything Catholic teachings, and I'm Catholic. Everything Catholic teachings is opposed to. This would be the one world government, the pro-abortionist, the population control, contraception. You name it, all the way down the list. He made this unholy alliance to work with them because he seems to care more about the economics and enforcing this essentially redistribution of wealth through the United Nations, through a global governance structure. That's what, unfortunately, what Pope Francis is about. And I'm now working with a bunch of, I guess you say, conservative or dissident Catholics. We're having an event in Baltimore next month to push back both against Pope Francis and the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops, who basically say there's no dissent on this issue. They're trying to raise, many Catholics are trying to raise Pope Francis's words on climate, which is not speaking from his authority on faith and morals.
Well, sure, say what you want about nobody's perfect, yeah, about Catholics. They've always been pro-life and pro-population. Now he's anti-population. Yeah. Bart Moreno, back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us. This is critical. We'll talk about solutions and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2-cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension. Like air, like the wind, like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature. The Bible. Poetry. Essays. All kind. All of it. An opiate to make you think you have a faith.
Mark Moreno, former top Senate advisor to the Republicans. Decades ago. Been early in the sky for 25 years, predicting everything that's now happened. Here, another little clip of the obsolete man. We got another 25 minutes left with our guest from the 1960s with Rod Serling, a great patriot, predicting how tyranny would come to America.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
So what is it like for Mark Moreno? Decades fighting this. I mean, I've been following him since I got on air 29 years ago. I've been interviewing him for 25 years. What is it like? I'm smoking a cigarette and ode to Rod Serling. What would he think today? A World War II combat vet, special forces, going into Germany. What would he think about the world today? Because truth is an enemy and logic is to be destroyed. I mean, that's really where we are, but the 35,000-foot view, I think we're not being caught flat-footed, Mark Moreno, in the time we have left, about 21 minutes. I see humanity waking up, but then I get concerned. What will the enemies of freedom do to counter that?
Well, that's a great question, and I think what they're doing, we're watching it right now in real time. Last year, Joe Biden had the executive order for central bank digital currency. And the Bank of England said the quiet part out loud in the UK Telegraph article. They said it's going to be a central bank digital currency is essentially a way for government. You can only spend money on what the government deems sensible. So guns, ammo, meat, gas, energy, you know, cigars, cigarettes, whatever. They may not deem that sensible. They will have total control. I think the pushback is going to be severe when they more and more people wake up. They're going to, we don't no longer need concentration camps, barbed wire fences, watchtowers with guards. They're going to have the ability and have the ability now. Ford just got a patent to shut down your vehicle remotely if you miss a car payment. And you have Elon Musk was being urged to shut down all the Teslas remotely for Russian citizens after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's the kind of technology that they love and that they will pursue. The idea of MasterCard teaming up with the United Nations to monitor your carbon footprint. The idea of the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty, which Joe Biden is pushing us into, makes Bill Gates-funded scientists be able to...
I meant to raise that. His COVID chief is the one running it. Talk about that treaty.
Yeah, this is where Bill Gates-funded scientists can literally issue a global instant lockdown, stay-at-home orders, vaccine and mask mandates. The goal of this is to crush dissenters. They don't want ever to have another Ron DeSantis in Florida. They don't want ever to have a Sweden. Why? Because they show you the big lie. They show you the lie that lockdowns were necessary, that mask mandates or vaccine mandates were necessary, because all of these places did better that bucked this. And so the idea here now is to get uniformity, no dissent allowed. Just like in climate, just now.
Did you see the latest WF announcement that COVID failed to bring in world government. Climate change is failing. Next is water crisis.
I did see that about the water crisis. They're trying everything that'll throw us. Now, here's the thing, though. What they're really going to do here, and I think the next step is the merging of climate in the public health bureaucracy. World Health Organization has already said climate is the greatest public health threat of the 21st century. The Harvard School of Medicine, funded by the Chinese or Chinese interests, has now said unchecked climate change leads to more COVID-like viruses.
Well, that's just like Saudi Arabia funds 90% of anti-fracking here. It's very simple.
That's right. Yes, they do all that. Yes. And so if you oppose the Green New Deal, you are now a grandma killer because you'll cause more viruses. What we know now, the journal Nature, all at Anthony Fauci on multiple occasions, didn't come from a lab in China. It's due to climate change. This is what they're pushing. So because of all of this, they have so much power at the moment. They're taking away our freedom of movement. Again, these are all
that's
right.
Well,
right
they
now,
administer, but, while they administratively turn off the power, the energy, lock down third world, then flood us with third world, they blame it on climate change.
Yes, they just had a UN meeting in South Africa pushing a global carbon tax. I'm going in 3 weeks, I guess not 3 weeks, 2 months. I'm going to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, to the next United Nations Climate Summit. I was at the last one in Egypt, Alex, and the World Economic Forum was there. Bill Gates was there, and the Al Gore was there, did a partnership with Google. Big Al is watching you. Al Gore and Google are going to have satellites all over the world, tens of thousands.
Well, that's the whole point, is total surveillance of carbon, Internet of Things, yes. Social credit score. So let me ask you the question again, and then you'll have the floor. What's the 35,000-foot view? How is it going for them?
Yeah. Well, I think a couple. I mean, there's a lot of problems for them right now. You have Larry Fink saying he doesn't like the term ESG. He doesn't want to use it. You have the World Economic Forum, and you got to credit the Rebel News, Ezra Levant, who I was just on his show yesterday, for going to the town in Davos with his team at Rebel News, and they literally humiliated the World Economic Forum bigwigs from Albert Bourla to Greta Thunberg to John Kerry. They confronted them in the streets. Believe me, the next Davos meeting, they won't allow it. So this agenda has become toxic. They now know that with Republican governors and attorney generals pushing back. So I think what they're going to try to do is go more undercover with what they're doing. But remember, they already have this stranglehold. Our car bans are coming. Our collapse of our medical system. We have all this is already in play. And you have leadership like Republican. Let's talk about just one moment about Kevin McCarthy. He literally, when asked about climate change, this is now the House Speaker, not the 1950s actor, but he literally would say, climate's a problem and we need solutions. Republicans are believe in science. We need to plant trees and capture carbon. In other words, billions of dollars to Republican donors to do boondoggles. Republican leadership has never gotten this. I think last night, despite what I've seen a lot of the commentary on Fox News, just having 8 Republicans wield that kind of power should inspire anyone who's excited about fighting the forces of the Great Reset.
I was about to say, I think this is super healthy what Matt Gaetz said.
It only matters if you think the Republican Party is the greatest thing since sliced bread and all this team Republican. No, this was a massive check to power by just 8 people. Just like the school board level angry parents were a massive check to power against the COVID agenda.
Exactly. Think how weak they are that they sick the Justice Department on them. They are so scared of us standing up.
So I think they're going to double down here. What's going to happen in terms of the ruling class, this whole Great Reset agenda, it's already accelerating in many ways. They're pushing the equity asset buying up of property. Carol Roth, who wrote the book, You'll Own Nothing, and giving a plug in another book, she talks about 2010.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Because you got to stay. This is your utopia.
A major Australian city just announced 15-minute cities.
Yeah, this is spreading as well, too.
All right, Mark, we got 9 minutes left. You're riveting. I keep interrupting. You got the floor. Go.
Okay. But what Jacinda Ardern said was literally, we will be your sole source of truth. That's what the idea of this government is. That is a whole other aspect of this. Now, they're also collapsing our financial system, modern monetary theory, printing of money, inflation. That goes perfectly hand in hand with the central bank digital currency. I think the whole Sam Bankman-Fried was the idea of trying to scare people away from decentralized cryptocurrency, which is competing with the opposite of the central bank digital currency. So they have so many organs. And then you have people like Dan Crenshaw, Republican leadership, who think World Economic Forum, they're not anything. That's not anything to worry about. That's not, that's a conspiracy theory. So many of our top Republican leaders who should know better are completely clueless. In fact, the only ones that I think really get it, and I give Donald Trump credit, he went to the World Economic Forum, I believe it was 2017, and he literally compared the climate agenda to the palm readers and tarot card readers of the boardwalk. And that's the way you go. If you're going to go to one of these meetings, go there to use their platform to condemn them. I haven't seen that done before or since at a World Economic Forum meeting. But I think if you look at this whole agenda as it's playing out right now, we now have the calls to add climate change to the death certificate as a cause of death. We have doctors in Canada did the first medically in medical history diagnosed a patient as suffering from climate change. You have the Harvard Environmental Law Review now saying you can charge people with climate homicide. So you can commit climate homicide. You can be diagnosed with climate change. You can have it cause your death certificate. And are you ready for this one? You may not even know this one, Alex. The Biden administration is now authoring the Health and Human Services Division of the United States government to start naming heat waves and keeping death toll counts of heat waves as climate-related events. This goes exactly, it was Charlie Chester or something like that from CNN who told Project Veritas, we are not far now from the U.S. federal government through the Health and Human Services Division keeping a daily, monthly, weekly climate death toll. You can already see the death tolls now on CNN, MSNBC. Do they die with climate or do they die because of climate change?
Well, that's right. Now when people die of myocarditis, they're saying it's climate change.
What's that?
When they die of myocarditis, they say it's climate change.
That's right. And that's what Anthony Fauci and others, they're trying to blame every medical malady now on climate change. And you just have, this has been going on for years. I mean, they're blaming prostitution. They blame vehicle car thefts. It's comical. And the worst part of it is the solutions. You already have them going after wood-fired pizza ovens in New York. Biden administration just announced new ceiling fan restrictions. You have Mayor Bloomberg, the billionaire, the C40 city report saying three new items of clothing per person per year by 2030 as a, quote, intervention consumption, whatever that is.
And I remember covering that 6 months ago in the UN report. People didn't believe it. Since you mentioned it, here is the disgraced Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand, now a UN global censor controller to run censorship, saying what you said, that she's your only source of info. Here it is.
The most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you else you see, a grain of salt. And so I really ask you...
We will continue to be your only source of information. Sounds like we're in a cult, Mark Moreno.
It does. This is incredible. In 2023 America and in the West, once free Western world, we are told that if you have a position or information that counters any official government narrative, you are by de facto a misinformer, a disinformer, and telling an untruth.
Even though we've been proven like 98% accurate. We have
on every single issue. You don't have to go through it.
Yeah, list a few of the things we said, you said 3.5 years ago, I said, that's now been proven right.
Everything from lockdowns don't work to masks don't work to ivermectin to all the other solutions to there was climate lockdowns that COVID emergency powers were
that
being
the border
abused.
Was broken. They denied that. Now they admit it.
Yes, and you could go. It's unbelievable. The idea
or
that
the Russians were winning in Ukraine. They've been lying about that.
Yeah. They get caught. This is why you need the CIA and DIA, Defense Intelligence, working closely with big tech to censor, working in big tech.
Yeah, how huge was the weaponization hearings and the admission that Fauci basically runs the COVID response out of the CIA?
I mean, it's incredible. You know, who is it? I was just listening to Jeffrey Sachs. He might be an interesting guest for you to have. This was a guy who's completely in with the Great Reset agenda, the United Nations, World Health. He was put on a commission to investigate the origins of the Wuhan lab, and he was shot. Decades-long friends, including Peter Hozek and Anthony Fauci, he realized in his own words, quote, tantamount to fraud, that they lied to him. And he is now being red-pilled. I watched him in an interview processing what happened to him. This
Start over on him. Your mic cut out. Start over with this whistleblower.
Oh, his name is Jeffrey Sachs. He's all in on the Great Reset, United Nations, globalist agenda. But he was selected a few years ago to study the Wuhan lab origin of the virus. And he was red-pilled because Peter Hozek and Anthony Fauci, lifelong friends of his, essentially he caught them lying to him, covering up, in manipulating him personally. He now says what they did was, quote, tantamount to fraud.
Well, I love how they met with the CIA, seven doctors, and one of them said it was not lab. All the others, and so they paid them off.
Yes. But this was an example of how fast this man who knew Fauci personally, he actually said he had no idea that Anthony Fauci was part of the national security apparatus of the United States. That's how well, I don't want to say it was a secret, but it was definitely known by people, but just no one ever thought of it. Everyone just thought he was this guy who dealt with medicine.
No, he's the highest level. We got 1 minute left. Your book, The Great Reset, Mark Moreno, everybody should get it, climatedebook.com. 1 minute closing comment. You got to join us again soon.
All right, my closing comment is very simple. Everything I learned in the climate debate, I saw happen firsthand in the COVID debate. If you thought the great Barrington Declaration, where the scientists spoke out, were called fringe epidemiologists, despite the fact they were from Harvard and Yale and had Nobel Prize-winning chemists, they were deplatformed, canceled, censored. I saw the same thing in climate. This on absolutely the entire population. We can't allow this to happen. They are literally turning the once free West into one party Chinese rule. We've got to fight emergency power reform. We have to not comply at every single level. And we have to fight immediately this pandemic treaty, which is probably the number one threat we face because the Biden administration is really pushing that. And we know from our history, once we get entangled in these things, we can never really get out. George H.W. Bush got us involved in the UN climate process, 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. We're still years later, deeply steeped in it.
Well, that's right. You exposed Agenda 21 first in the Senate, 20 seconds left. What do we do to stop this?
Again, the biggest thing we can do is not comply and pressure your elected leaders to challenge the narrative. We can't be like Richie Rich Sunak, the Prime Minister of UK, like, well, I'm all in for the net zero agenda, but we're just going to push it back 5 years. And he gets attacked because he's some kind of evil climate denier. We need to go after the agenda head on. We need to defeat the pandemic treaty from the WHO, and we need to fight emergency power, we need to fight voting access, and we need to fight for free.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Information. It's Alex Jones.
We're farmers.
Out here in the field.
We're growing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, such a beautiful, amazing person. She's won by the biggest margin in the last two elections because she's a real person from Georgia. They tried to disqualify her from running by doing President Trump, but she hasn't backed down. She's gotten even stronger. She tried to work with McCarthy to get him to do the right thing. and now she's supporting Trump for the speakership. We'll explain the law that you don't have to have someone that's in Congress to be the speaker. This is one of the great things about our Constitution. So she joins us now for the next 25 minutes. She's an amazing lady. What a time to be alive. Some say, we don't have a plan. Well, at least we're not going along with the status quo. That's what it's all about. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, thank you on short notice. We just called you a few hours ago to come on with us. I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor to talk about what happened yesterday and what's coming in the future.
Well, first of all, thank you to you, Alex. You know, I think you're one of the originals. You are truly one of the greatest. So I'm always happy to come on your show and talk with you and talk to your viewers about what's happening in Washington. You know, I've been saying it like this. It's really interesting times. Hunter Biden was arrested yesterday. We had a Democrat congressman get carjacked here in Washington, D.C. the other day. We had Jamal Bowman, a Democrat from New York, pull a fire alarm to stop a vote. Bob Menendez, a Democrat senator, gets indicted, but we threw out our Republican speaker last night. I will have to say we really got to get our act together because the country's on fire.
It is, and the crime is out of control. So talk about what you witnessed in Congress. It's historical, and there's different paths to go down, but now we're here. Who do you think the next speaker may be? Matt Gaetz. You know, Trump agreed with you. He said, leave McCarthy alone. So I'm not attacking you or Trump. I respect you. I respect Trump. I respect our perspectives. But at the same time, people see Trump being persecuted. They see people not going after the Bidens quick enough. And so I see this as a symbol of the anger that's happening.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, that's where I've been agreeing with Matt Gaetz all day yesterday and all day today. Matt Gaetz said we need change in Washington, D.C., and he is absolutely right. He and I are very good friends, and we're close allies. And just because we weren't voting together last night doesn't mean that we're not.
Yeah, we're not in a cult. And anybody that attacks you for supporting McCarthy, then attack Trump. Trump came to the same calculus.
Right.
Let's talk about that calculus, because I respect that, and let's talk about the new calculus.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The new calculus is this. We only have one choice to save America, Alex, and it's President Trump. I've supported President Trump from the beginning, just like you have. President Trump has a 4-year proven record. His policies were working. His policies were stopping the globalists. His policies were against the communists.
Plus, they hate him more than anybody. I mean, my God, they act like he's high noon to a vampire.
That's right. They do hate him more than anybody. And you know who hates them the most? Washington, D.C. So I'm going into this next speaker's race, and the only candidate I am supporting is Donald John Trump.
Yeah.
Because Washington, D.C. needs to be reminded. This town needs to wake up and accept the fact that Republican voters all over the country want him back in the White House. He's the only leader of the Republican Party, and he truly is the only person that we can trust to save America. And through that, Alex, that is saving the world. And there's many people all over the world hoping and praying that we put President Trump back in the White House.
So, Congresswoman, I've been interrupting. I'm going to shut up and give you the floor to say that statement again, because this isn't some dream. In the Constitution, people don't understand. Someone that's not a congresswoman or man can be the speaker. This can really happen. And imagine the message with the 91 charges and felony charges, the 4 indictments, all the civil fraud, all the lies, him as the speaker with the gavel. Can he do it while he's running for president? Give us the inside baseball on that. So lay it out slowly. I'm going to shut up.
Okay. Alex, here's how it is. In America, anything can happen. And in the United States House of Representatives, anyone can be the Speaker of the House. We just have to elect them. So that is why I am supporting our former president, the greatest president of my lifetime and your lifetime, Donald John Trump, to be Speaker of the House. And it's because I support his policies. America supports his policies. They're the only policies that will save this country. But let's get into the weeds on how that works. So when Congress votes for a speaker, it will first start in our 2 separate conferences. The Republican conference, we will meet on our own, and we will have what's called a candidate forum, where we talk, our different people in our conference come forward and say they're running for speaker, or we can nominate someone running for speaker from outside of Congress. The Democrats will do the same thing. They will meet in their conference and they will elect the candidate they want to bring forward for Speaker of the House. They already have their leader, and that's Hakeem Jeffries. We know that Hakeem Jeffries would be the worst disaster to put in the speakership, and we can never let him have the gavel. So what we have to do in our Republican conference is we have to work very hard to put someone in the speakership that we can trust to hold the gavel and wield power in the third seat in line to the presidency. Here's what that means. That means we have 222 Republican members of Congress. We're missing one right now because he stepped down to go be with his wife. We have some members of Congress, like Ana Paulina Luna, who's out. She just had a baby not too long ago. And sometimes we just don't have all of our members here. But it takes 218 votes on the House floor, 218 out of 435, to elect a Speaker of the House. And that's what we will be doing. Everyone saw the speaker's race back in January. We're going to go back and we're going to do the same thing all over again. And this time I'm going in with the only leader that I trust, and that's President Trump.
I totally agree. Let's talk inside stuff here. This is important. You're an amazing person. Matt Gaetz is an amazing person. People said, which side are you on? I said, I get trying to get McCarthy to do the right thing. And I get what Matt Gaetz is saying. I'm going to support both paths, and we're going to see what happens. So, you know, the point is McCarthy didn't deliver on what he's saying, and now we're thrown into this whole disarray. But it excites the base. We're mad about the fake indictments. People are pissed. They want action. So that's why I'm supporting this. But I supported you and McCarthy to see if we did the right thing. Why was McCarthy hamstrung, or why was he so resigned once he said, okay, fine, vote me out, and by the way, I won't run again? What happened there?
Okay, so let's talk about what happened in general. Let's go back to January. In January, there was only one person that came forward and said they wanted to be Speaker of the House. That was Kevin McCarthy. We saw 15 rounds on the House floor where our conference proved that the only person our conference would support is Kevin McCarthy. So I decided to fully support him.
So you supported your Republican colleagues?
Yes, I supported the Republican conference, and because I wanted to get things done for the country, Alex. And I'll tell you what I got out of it. I'm very proud. I got out of it an impeachment inquiry because I believe Joe Biden should be impeached.
That's right. The impeachment has begun thanks to you. You spearheaded that.
Yes, I spearheaded that, and I got what I wanted. Then that was through Kevin McCarthy. I've also been fighting against funding the war in Ukraine. That has to stop.
By the way, I'm not kissing your ass. That takes amazing courage. You have literally been at the tip of the spear opposing the unlimited funding.
It has to be done. People do not understand what a dangerous situation we are, not just here in our country.
They're about to cut our own troops funding off in a shutdown, but Ukraine gets money?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Pentagon was going to send or was planning to send money to Ukraine, continue funding their government, continue funding their war, continue paying their farmers, continue paying their first responders, continue paying fancy knitwear, whatever that is, all their small businesses, but they were not going to pay our military troops in case of a shutdown. At the same time, they allow our border.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Call my friend Matt Gaetz, because I told Matt, you know what? We should be nominating Donald John Trump for the next Speaker of the House. And I think everyone should get on board and let him know, hey, listen, if the people, the people's will can remove a Speaker of the House, then I think the people's will should be able to put the next Speaker of the House.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the greatest congressperson up there right now, I'll just say it. The optics of him coming in and being put as a speaker trumps all of this, pun intended. He's got to do it. We got to not just, this needs to happen. Do you have any idea on the number of votes? What do we do?
Well, we have to get the votes together to do it, and that requires people letting their representative know. And that's what my job is. I'm a representative. I represent my district, Georgia 14, and I know my district would love it more than anything to see President Trump be an interim Speaker of the House. So I'm doing exactly what my district wants. And I have to remind every other representative that the people that voted for them and put them in office, guess what? They voted for President Trump. President Trump received more Republican votes than any Republican presidential candidate in history. He won in 2016. He won in 2020. He will win again in 2024 because he's winning the primary by the biggest numbers we've ever seen. He's also winning the general poll after poll after poll. And Joe Biden is the most corrupt criminal president we've ever had in United States history.
All right, you got to go in 6 minutes. We'll finish up with you after you leave. I'm going to shut up, put a sock in my mouth. MTG, you're incredible. I want you to be the president, but that'll come later. Tell us right now, in closing, the next 6 minutes, I'm going to literally turn my mic off. what else you want to impart to this audience of probably 5 million people right now conservatively tuned in.
Okay, I think for what people, what you need to realize is we are a country in true peril right now. And I started out talking to you, Alex, today about the events of this week. And the Democrats are the one destroying our country. We've got Democrats pulling fire alarms, breaking federal law, the same laws that we have Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney, here at the Department of Justice, locking up January 6th defendants to where they're rotting in jail. A congressman, a Democrat congressman, pulled that alarm and broke the same law. He's not sitting in the D.C. gulag. Crime is out of control in Washington, D.C., to the point where Democrat congressmen just got carjacked at gunpoint. This week, we have Democrat Senator Bob Menendez taking gold bars and being indicted. They're only throwing him under the bus because they're afraid they'll lose that Senate seat. You see, you have to understand the Democrats will only turn against one of their own if it's for political reasons, if they think they're going to lose power. And that's why they turned on Bob Menendez, but they won't turn on Joe Biden yet because they think Joe Biden is the only chance to win the White House. Now, many are arguing that we won't see Joe Biden be the candidate that goes up against President Trump in 2024. And while that's yet to be seen, we have to recognize the situation we're in. The border is out of control. This town, Washington, D.C., every single person I work with is hell-bent on sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, one of the most corrupt countries on earth. And I'm sure Alex Jones has told all of you watching this show about the horrible child sex trafficking in Ukraine, about the organ harvesting of children in Ukraine, all of the Nazi soldiers that fight in their military, and then yet we're attacked every single day and called Nazis. Jamal Bowman sent out a memo, a talking point memo, to all his colleagues calling Republican Nazis, but yet they're sending your hard-earned tax dollars to fund a Nazi army in Ukraine. We are in serious trouble. So what we have to do right now, while we have an opportunity, a one-time opportunity to pick another Speaker of the House, we have to be realistic about what our options are, but we have to fight as hard as possible. Because, Alex, I'll tell you what, if we don't win this election in 2024, I don't know what we're looking at in the future. And you've heard me talk about national divorce before. I think that'll definitely be a serious option on the table if the Democrats continue to retain power after 2024.
In closing, you're gracious with your time on short notice. MTG, what else is on your radar? What else are you watching right now? What else are you? They've tried their new COVID rollout. They're having problems, but they're still doing it. Well, what else are you looking at?
Yeah, they'd love to vaccinate everybody with another mRNA vaccine. That's what they want more than anything, and they want to make you pay for it. That's something I'd like to stop. I'm continuing to pressure my COVID committee that I'm not really happy with right now. I think we should be investigating all the VAERS reports on vaccine injury and death, and I'm very upset that my committee has not done that, so I'm demanding that to be done. And the next Speaker of the House will have to support it, and I know President Trump would support that. Even though it was Operation Warp Speed, Mike Pence's program and through President Trump, that we got the vaccines, but he never forced the mandate.
No, he didn't. So in closing, I talked to Roger Stone. I've talked to you some. We had dinner a month ago. I'm told Trump is stronger than ever. What type of guy under this attack? Because I've been attacked a lot. I'm a fighter, but he seems I can survive it. He seems stronger. What is President Trump's demeanor like? What's his spirit like when you talk to him? I know all the time.
It's a lot like yours, Alex. You're one of the toughest guys I know, and you have fought the radical left. You fought these communist bastards for so many years now. President Trump is convicted just like you are. He has more energy of somebody than I've ever seen in my life. His stamina is incredible, but it's his conviction that is absolutely amazing. He's so convicted to win this next election. He's so convicted to defeat all of these awful charges they've brought against him and defeat the weaponized courtrooms and government against him because he truly loves America. He loves the American people, and he really wants to save this country. And it grieves his heart over where we are today. He's an easy person to stand with. He's an easy person to support because he's a regular guy. And honestly, he's so much fun to talk to and be around. Truly inspiring. And he's the person that we have to bring back.
Well, that's right. The silver lining to all this tyranny is I get to know people like you and Trump and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and all these liberals like RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Rogan are now on our side. We're winning the culture war. That's why the corrupt, evil, Chi-Com-funded left is so panicked.
That's right. We are winning. And I think one of the biggest issues that woke people up was COVID, but it's also been the trans agenda coming after our children. That was kind of a gift that came out of COVID. Parents started paying attention because the schools were shut down and they saw the curriculums and the things their kids were being taught. But then they also started seeing what's on social media, and everyone's waking up to the fact that now there's so many kids, middle school and high school kids, that are having their body parts chopped off, and that doesn't make sense to anybody. But when you have the President of the United States and every single Democrat cheering for this, and then you have people like Governor Gavin Newsom in California protecting parents or that want to chop off their kids' body parts but also take away the rights from parents who want to protect their kids from that, everyone sees this for exactly what it is, and it's a Marxism strategy to rip apart this country. But, Alex, I'll tell you where we're in real trouble is our country is being invaded by people from all over the world, over 160 countries. People are coming in, and the Biden administration is giving full rights to these people, giving them work permits, giving them all kinds
of... They're letting them bring in drug kids without their parents.
Yeah, that's true. I talked to a Texas high school football coach this week, and he told me a story, and he was shocked. He said, I've been a high school football coach in Texas for years. He goes, every time we have an away game, we book charter buses for our players so we can go to the school at the away,
sure,
the away game. And he said, we couldn't get charter buses this week because all of the buses are being used by the federal government to take illegal aliens all over the country. So this Texas high school football coach could not believe it. And they're getting paid, the charter buses are getting paid triple the amounts that they normally get paid.
It's not $10 million, like it's $20 million a year. It is a total takeover. MTG, in closing, thank you for short notice coming on. Where are the best places for people to find the great work you're doing and magnify it? Not that it needs any help. You're exploding everywhere. I see your reports every week with 20 million views. Where do people find MTG?
You can follow me at RepMTG on all social media, or you can look me up for Real Marjorie Green or at MT Greeny on X, formerly Twitter. I'd love for you to follow me, and thank you, Alex. It's always fun to talk to you, and I hope we can have dinner again soon.
Oh, don't thank me. You are incredible. My wife loves you. You're an example to us all. That's why they attack you, because you are so smart. You're so on target. And everything they say is the opposite. MTG, we love you. Have a great week coming up, and God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Man, that lady is incredible. Wow. And they are so scared of her. All right, folks. Thank you, MTG. What a sweetheart, man. She is a sweetheart. All right. I'm going to start the next hour, hand the baton to Kate Daly. But I got some other news I haven't hit yet, and we're going to hit it and hit it hard. Wow. I mean, wow. That's all I can say. I am so blessed to be in attack formation because of you. Only reason I'm still in the fight is you. InfoWarsStore.com. Today's the last day of the trifecta sale on DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill, and Bodies. Get it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.